brought to you by Penguin.
Final Cut, a novel by S.J. Watson. Performed by Billy Fulford Brown, Mary Jane Wells, Zara Jane Naqui, Matthew Waterson, and Will M. Watt.
My life closed twice before its close. It yet remains to see if immortality unveil a third event to me. Emily Dickinson.
Then.
She runs across the moor as hard and as fast as she can. The sliver of an old moon hangs above her, and somewhere far behind the village lights shine anemic yellow. But she keeps her eyes fixed forward. She sees nothing but the road ahead and hears only the wheeze of her dry breath and the cawing of the gulls as they swoop and dive. There are no sounds of pursuit, no shouting, no howling of dogs. She is safe, she thinks. She can calm down, stop running and walk. It's over. But still she runs. She pushes herself harder. Her limbs wheel. Momentum carries her until she is on the edge of tumbling like a marionette, wires snipped, head over heels. A car flashes past on the horizon, and then it happens. Her body goes numb, as if she's fallen into cotton wool. Her arms and legs circle in front of her, but they look alien. They're moving independently. She has no control. It's like looking through the wrong end of a telescope. She tries to draw breath, to blink herself back to reality. But it's too late. Her body has rebelled. When she tries to stop running, she finds she can't. Her foot hits something then. It registers only as an abstract pain, dull like the dentist's drill after the needle, but still she trips in slow motion as if falling through sludge. Her hands fly forward, and she hits the cold ground, squeezing the breath from her lungs like air from a paper bag. She lies still. She could rest, she thinks. Forever, if need be. She sees herself as if from a distance, as if she's in a documentary. She's lying there in the dark, her eyes open, her lips blue. They'll find her in the morning, frozen. It wouldn't be so bad. But no. She won't die here, not like this. Energy rushes in, a shot of adrenaline, and she gets clumsily to her feet. She walks, putting one foot carefully in front of the other over and over until finally she reaches the junction. Her eyes dart. She shakes, though she doesn't feel fear. She doesn't feel anything. She puts her rucksack at her feet, then holds out her hand, thumb up. It's early morning and the road isn't busy. Cars pass infrequently, but eventually one stops. The driver winds down the window. It's a man, of course, but beggars can't be choosers. "Where to, love?" he says. But she doesn't know how to answer him. She hasn't thought that far ahead. She imagines Bluff House. It's as if it's right in front of her, silhouetted against the pale sky, huge and looming with a solitary light shining in an upstairs room. She can never go back. "Love?" She shakes her head. She knows where she wants to end up, but not how to get there, and she has to choose somewhere before he drives off. "Anywhere," she says, before opening the door and climbing in. "Anywhere, just away."
1.
Evening Standard website, 14th of March 2011. News in brief. Mystery girl found on Deal Beach. Oliver Johnson. No comments. Authorities are baffled by a mystery girl who was taken to the hospital last week after being found unconscious on the beach in Deal, Kent, by a passerby. The teenager, who carried no identification but is believed to be around 15 to 18 years of age, was soaking wet and was admitted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?